Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, okay, here we go. You know, what's important, what can be a huge part of your success is if you find a balance. If you find a balance in your life. That's That's been very important for me. And I've really never phrased it this way until now. But I was kind of thinking about it after my wife and I mean, we set up one night recently, man. You know, I often come on here and this is kind of an inspirational moment of the show. And I try to remind people about that most important relationship between you and God. And that's the apex of it. That's the top of the crown. You got to form the relationship with God. If you don't, everything else struggles. It's hard to be a good husband without God. It's hard to be a good family man without God. It's hard to be successful without God, man. It's hard to get through this thing called life without God. So that's clear. But at the same time, you can't talk about God 24/7. You got to go to work. Come on, man. Let's just be real. I ain't your pastor and I ain't at your church. But let's just be real about it. You know, people tell you got to keep your mind stayed on him and all like that. That's a true statement. Got to keep your mind stayed in that area. I'm not here to tell you how to live, but you got to keep your mind stayed in that area of God, of doing the right thing, caring about people. That's what I took it as. Now, I could be wrong. I apologize if I'm not saying it the way you've been taught. I can only do me. Now, but after that, you got to go to work. You got to have some fun. You got to take care of your business. And that's the balance you have to find. So once you focus on shoring up your relationship with God, you gotta balance this now. Now you got to allocate some time. I don't care who you are, for your family. If you're going to have a family, you got to allocate some time for them. See, we can't just marry these women or make these kids and then neglect them. And fellas, especially if I'm talking to men out here, and ladies, you can listen too. But listen, if you find yourself struggling in your life, man, and you can't seem to get it together, let's just go over a couple of things. The first two things, if you find yourself struggling, you can't seem to pull it together and reach your goals and get to where you want to go. Let's just do a check. How is your relationship with God? And then next, how much time are you taking to allocate for your family? Now, your family don't always live in your house. But if you made them, they're yours. And the responsibility to them is never lessened because you don't stay there no more. Because you and the girl broke up. You and the woman don't speak. That don't ever release you from the obligation. Feel me when I'm telling you this now. Because I'm not telling you something I'm wondering about. I've had to live through them years. So two things you can start looking at. If you're not where you want to be and you ain't really solid and you can't figure out why you keep spinning your wheels. Have you just done a random inventory, man? Have you just checked on your relationship with God? Have you checked on the time you're spending dedicated towards your family, your children that you created? If them two things is out of sync, man, that I can tell you right now, you can go on and get to explaining yourself away just like that. Hey, man, how come you ain't where you want to be? Well, because, man, I really ain't. But if you really ain't, then you really ain't. The third thing is you got to allocate the necessary time for your business. You got to handle your business. All of this, man, is the way it works. And the order is God first. Family second. Then you got to handle all your business. But as men, this is what we do. If I don't handle my business, I can't take care of my family. True statement. But if your business is in front of your family, you out of order. Now, that's all we're talking about now, ain't it? See, that's all we really saying here now, fellas. You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, let's have a real conversation about being better. You know, if you done created these children, you got to handle your business. You may not like the girl no more. You and the woman might have broken up. Y'all might go your own way. But what that got to do with the child, though, man? You got to handle your business. They got to know who daddy is. That's your obligation, man. And God ain't letting you off the hook for that. Try it. Go ahead and try it. And think you're going to get off the hook with that. Because you're not, man. You're just not. I'm sorry, man. Dog, Steve, why you coming like that? Because I did it like that. I did it, man. I was over here trying to reshape my life, get myself up on my feet. When I was homeless, man, and trying to come back, man, I thought I had to take care of me first and then so I can neglect it. caring about them kids. Man, that ain't how it worked. Man, God kept his knee on my neck for a long time for that one right there till I finally learned the lesson. Hold up, man. Put these phone calls in. Go spend some time. Do something. And it started turning around for me. You know, I can't be there all the time because I am out here on the grind and the hustle. But at the same time, man, some more phone calls, some more letters, some more ha-ha-he-he's, something. Then take care of your business, man. You got to work hard to be successful. You know, sometimes I don't put that in there. I just live it and I expect my sons to emulate that. But I got to talk to them all the time. How hard you got to work to be something. It's an all-out assault on it, man. If you got a target in mind, you got a goal, you got to wake up every day trying to get there. And you can't get tired of it. Because it never ends. You're going to always be this way. That's how life is designed and set up. You got to be a hard worker, man. If you're always looking for some time to chill and, man, I want to go do what I want to do, you ain't going to make it. In order to be successful, you have to do a series of things that you're uncomfortable doing. And work is the thing that most of us are uncomfortable doing. It's so much easier to chill. Man, I wish I could kick back with a cigar, man, all the time. But I can't, man. I can't because I got to work. Then the last piece of the balance piece is you got to take some time out to enjoy yourself. But if you ain't where you want to be, you ain't got a lot of time to enjoy yourself. Quit thinking, man, that this balance is even. It's a whole lot of God, a whole lot of family, a whole lot of business, and a little bit of chilling. The chilling can't be equal to the family, the business, or your God. If the chilling is equal to any of them, you ain't gonna make it. Quit chilling, man, and go to work like a man. Do what you're supposed to do. Work on your family. Work on your relationship. Work on your God. Work on your business. And then when you chill, you might not chill as long, but you sure gonna chill bigger. You're gonna ball bigger, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's here again. That Almighty God has done it again. Man, time after time after time. Do you realize he's never, ever been late? You realize he's never not showed up? He's the one factor that can be counted on 1,000% of the time. Do you know he's the only factor in your life that has done every single thing he said he was going to do without excuse, reasoning, nothing? He's just awesome. There are no superlatives for it. Man, I'm trying to get everybody to understand the real value in having a relationship with God and waking up every day. Man, this is special. I don't take it for granted, man. I invite you to do the same. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show right here. You feel me? This is Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, and Junior.
Yeah.
I don't know where he at. Don't even ask me. So just
no.
Don't even ask me about this boy. I don't even feel like it. Junior.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't want to ask you about this, perseverance, huh? What do you know about perseverance? Stay in the court. How much do you know about
perseverance? A shorter answer would be is what I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I have done nothing but persevere. Now, I found out truly what perseverance meant back in 1976. That's when I first started to understand what perseverance meant. Because it's one of the cardinal principles of life is perseverance. When it comes to the ability to persevere, I think I have a key factor. You know, I should say this for closing remarks, but most people that listen to the opening remarks aren't available for the closing remarks. Mm-hmm. One of my key secrets, or I would say key characteristics to being able to persevere, is that I have an uncanny knack of suffering. I know how to suffer. And that it took me a long time to come to that admission. But I know how to suffer. Most people don't like suffering. I don't like suffering. Nobody I know likes to suffer. It's just an uncomfortable process. But once you can wrap your mind around that suffering is a part of the growth, that suffering is a part of development, and that suffering don't last always, once you can wrap your mind around that, you can handle it better. And if you can handle suffering, you can persevere.
Wow. All right, some knowledge this morning.
That's a word.
That might be a little too deep this morning.
It's deep.
Yeah, that's a word.
But
a whole word.
Okay.
Shocked me. You just shocked me.
Boy, all right.
I felt that.
All right. All right, we're about to get ignorant from that deepness. Here we go with the ignorance coming up at 32 minutes after. We'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Triple casket.
Huh?
Run it, cat. Triple casket. Let's just find out what it is. Triple casket.
Jenkins Mortuary. This is Calvin. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? You said Calvin, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Calvin, how you doing? My name is Brandon, man, Brandon Giles. I'm calling. We've got somebody that has passed, actually, three people.
Well, I'm sorry passed away.
I thank you for that, man. It was kind of expected. So, you know, it wasn't something that caught us off guard. But, you know, but all in all, you know, we're still grieving about losing our loved ones, but I wanted to give you all a call. We're trying to pick a particular funeral home on who we want to take care
Handle
of
the services.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, we can definitely help you with that, and we can pretty much do the whole gambit. We can make sure that your needs are taken from now on. We're here for you. Just wanted to get that out. What is your main need? You said three people, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to bring attention to you. Do you guys customize caskets?
Yes, we do gold plating, engraving. We even have a new thing where we can put the picture of the person on the outside, like a semi-gloss coating. Okay. We have a couple options.
I don't need that on no gold or nothing like that. Listen, what I want to do, is it any way that you could maybe customize a casket that can accommodate three people?
Yes, like we can customize each individual casket for each individual family member.
Calvin, that ain't what I'm asking. What I'm saying is I want to, like I said, D and my cousin, they was all close. I don't have a problem with all three of them being in the same casket.
I get you. To my knowledge, as far as I've been in this business, I'm not really sure we can actually do that.
But what's the problem? If we can get them all in there and close the lid.
I think that's a, I don't even think, for one, it's legal in this state or any state. Three people in one casket. And ethics wise, that's not really something that we actually, you know, push.
But
for.
If you customize in a casket, Calvin, then you ought to be able to put as many people in there. If you make it deep enough and wide enough, ought to be able to get three people in there, right?
Well, the customization is the outer side of the casket, and maybe, you know, some people even put TV screens on the inside, or some of their loved ones' memorable mementos. We customize it for that, you know, color wise, size.
So what about when it's a person real big, you know, a heavy set person? You know, you got to have a casket that can accommodate them, right?
Yes.
You ought to be able to put three people in one casket if they can fit. If you put two one way and one the other way, then you ought to be able to have all three of them in there at one time.
Is there anybody else around you and your family that can help talk with me about this?
I'm talking to you right now.
That's not something we're really
That ain't something your is used to doing, Cal. But I'm calling you, telling you that's the way I want this customized, man.
All right, brother. Look, brother. Just chill out with cussing, all right?
So we're trying to get three people.
Sir.
What? Yes.
I have a standard plan. It'd be a low-end standard plan for three individual caskets. That's all I
can. We don't have enough money for three individual caskets. I keep telling you that. We got room for one casket. We just need the big enough, man, so you could get everybody in there and close the door.
I don't want to go back and forth with you, sir. I know this is a time of.
You ain't got to go back and forth with me. Build a that I need so I can bury my family.
I'm trying
to. Won't
help
you tell me you're going to get three people in the casket looking good?
We can't do that. We cannot do that.
Who the f you hollering at, man? So, I'm the one going through bereavement.
I understand that, but you're using foul language. It's just, we can't do it, brother. You hear me?
Hold on.
My cousin said
they wanted to use.
Right to refuse. No, sir. No. We can't do
okay,
it.
Okay, so look,
can't help.
Man, y'all gonna bury these three people, and you gonna put all three of them in the same damn casket,
me,
man.
Two
on one end and one on the other one, man.
Sir, if you're drinking, just stop.
Ain't nobody. Let me tell you something, man. Let me say this to you. Either y'all gonna bury my cousins the way I want it, or Calvin, you gonna get your ass whooped.
Who you talking to?
That's what's going to happen.
Now, that's it right there, sir. I've been trying to be as professional as I can. This whole conversation is as crazy as it is. But now.
Ain't nothing crazy about it.
No.
I told you I want you to bury my cousins.
Come on down here. I got some places to put your body and your cousin's body. How about that, huh?
Oh, you talking about doing something to me now?
Yeah. Because you obviously.
You don't sound too damn confident. You don't sound too confident, Calvin.
I'm going to tell you right now. This ain't the place, and I'm not the one. You will be in the ground messing with us. Matter of fact, if you come here, I'm going to f*** you up. How about that?
Okay, Calvin. Let me tell you something, Calvin. Me and Tommy going to be down there today then. I'm bringing Tommy with me.
Who the f*** is Tommy, huh?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked, Calvin.
This is some b- Yo, y'all had me ready to whip my... I just want to know who put you up to this.
Reginald that works
Reggie.
At the, yes.
I'm a whip Reggie. You better watch what you drink. You better watch what you eat. I'm on your for revenge, Reg.
Hey, Calvin, give me this, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me, man.
There you go, Shirley. Triple cast.
It's too early for all this.
Way.
And we don't know where he at. I don't know where he at.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's case against Trump is allowed to continue. The NAACP Image Awards were Saturday night. We'll have the highlights for you. And Steve, you were on the Today Show recently, and we'll recap that interview as well. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Lynette in Bastrop. Lynette says, I've been married 17 years. My mother-in-law is going senile, and she just says crazy stuff now. She just told me that our 10-year-old nephew is really my husband's biological son that his sister is raising. He won't do a DNA test. Am I crazy to believe it?
Well, I mean, let's just say you're crazy to believe. You say she's senile, just write it off. Don't invite that problem into your life. Your sister raising it, all this, what? It's too late. What you gonna do? You gonna leave your husband? I mean, let's think that through for a second. If it's true, are you leaving your husband? And I don't think so.
What about the boy? Should he know the truth? The biological son, who is real
well,
dad
first of
is?
All, well, I mean, we don't know what the boy really knows.
That he
the
doesn't
woman
know.
Is senile, we don't know. Maybe the daddy know him. Maybe the boy know the dad. I don't know. But
everyone
lot,
knows what the wife.
I don't know, man. Sometimes digging up the past, sometimes I found in my life, sometimes it's best to leave the past right back there where it is.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. You're right, CLO. Moving on to Phyllis in St. Augustine. Phyllis says, my husband died last year and I already have men circling around me. I'm ready to mix and mingle, but my oldest son is constantly popping up on me. I want him to stop and I want my house key back. Will it hurt his feelings if I tell him why?
Yeah, it's gonna do a little something to him.
Yeah.
But it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year. And then let's be honest. That's a year ago your husband died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a while back. Now, we don't know the circumstances of the marriage while he was living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's perfectly fine for you to move forward. You can't stay stuck, and it's men circling you. And, you know, your oldest son keep popping up. I don't know.
And men are circling around her. Don't forget that part. Mm.
Yeah, you know.
And he's concerned, right? The oldest son. He's just checking on mama. He's concerned. Daddy gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he knows. Well, maybe he sees it.
Yeah. In my case.
Why don't you just tell your daddy, just say, hey, look. Excuse me. Why don't you tell your son, hey, look. I'm going to start dating again.
Yeah.
I just thought you'd knew that. So please call before you come over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yeah. You his mama. He ain't your daddy now.
Right. But those boys can be rough when their mom starts to date.
Yeah,
well,
just be rough. But you don't live here, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Give me my key back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you going to mess around and get that lock change.
All right, moving on to Fainel and Teaneck. Fainel writes, I'm a bartender. My best girlfriend's man is always at the bar. He's seeing another woman, and they're always there together. He knows I'd never tell my friend because I could lose my job. But how do I stop him from doing this in my face?
It ain't nothing you can do. What? That ain't your job. Your job is to make drinks. What the hell you all over there for talking about stopping him? Make your damn drinks. That's your job. Now, if you don't want to lose your job, make your damn drinks.
Salt and sugar rim on your margarita. What
are you talking about? How do I stop him from doing this in my face? It ain't in your face. Quit looking down now.
For real, Steve? For real, y'all? She can't say nothing like,
no.
You gonna have to stop coming up here with all this. She can't say that to him.
She the bartender. That ain't her bar.
Yeah.
So, he knows she works there.
She doesn't want to lose her job. She said. She can't say
nothing to him. She can't say nothing, y'all.
What can she say to this man?
Pull up. Go somewhere else.
I understand what you're saying, Carla, but no.
Dang.
Mind your damn business.
And I'm mad at him. That friend is going to be mad. Yeah.
What
do you tell me?
I think he's stupid. It's got to be another bar.
It's
got to be another bar.
He's arrogant, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very arrogant. Yeah.
Oh, he is 100%. Mm. He's stupid.
Uh-huh.
But lady, don't let that affect you though.
In your life.
Well, that's let me tell you something. All you gotta do is leave us alone. Stupid people do stupid things all the time.
Yeah.
Why they stupid. he can't see you. Look, hey. Most stupid people have carryover. It's hard for. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Look at this stupid person we got on this show. Now, when he on the show, ain't he Still stupid?
Remain. Yes, he is, sir.
Oh, yes.
For sure. Today we don't get a call or nothing. And this ain't the first time.
No,
that's
what
he used to do. Too.
This the carryover.
You don't see stupid in this?
Yeah. All in it.
Repeated behavior. Yup. Carryover.
Yeah. Hard not to be stupid when that's what you are.
But I understand, though, she feels some kind of way when she's with her best girlfriend, knowing this information about her best girl's husband.
Come on now.
She feels some kind of way. She does.
You don't have to be here. He doesn't have to keep coming.
The wrongness in this is he coming to that bar.
That's what I'm saying, Steve. Yeah.
It's wrong on so many levels. But for you to take it to her best friend's place where she works at,
it's just, yeah.
That's foul.
And no, she ain't going to say nothing because she'll lose her job. Yeah.
That's foul.
It's beyond. Yeah.
Yeah, that's foul. You're right.
It really is.
Loser. He's a loser.
Yeah.
But now, here's the only thing the girl could say. Hey, listen to me. I'm uncomfortable looking at this, and you're going to make me have to do something I don't want to do. So take your foolishness somewhere else. I'm just telling you that right now. But you're not going to keep putting it in my face. I'm just going to tell you to go ahead because I'm uncomfortable enough where I want to say something. Now, if you just remove it from my face, go live your life. If you got to say something, that's the only thing you can say.
Can she add this? When I go on break, I'm taking my phone with me. When I go on break.
Or invite extortion.
Invite her bestie.
That's a terrorist threat.
Invite her bestie down to the bar to have a drink.
Take a picture.
Freddie, this is the last one. Freddie in Sacramento says, I've been married 4 times. I've been with my current girl for almost 2 years. She wants to get married. I keep telling her that I'm not good at marriage, but she won't let it go. I'm 63. She's 59. Should I make her wife number 5?
Yep. Marriage ain't what you do, dog.
You get
all up into number 5, dog.
It's not your
I damn near
point.
Thought it wasn't what I do. So I know at number 5, I got to get out.
Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, CLO. We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So in Atlanta, the case against Trump and several of his associates has been sidetracked for weeks After the defendants in the case, Trump's team uncovered a romantic relationship between Fulton County's district attorney, Fonnie Willis, and a subordinate attorney, Nathan Wade. The defense argued that Willis should be disqualified for an improper conflict of interest. Well, on Friday, Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee stated that DA Fonnie Willis's relationship with Wade was a, quote, tremendous lapse in judgment, yes, but he did not disqualify her from the case. Instead, Judge McAfee ruled that Willis must recuse herself from the case or Nathan Wade must resign from the case. Nathan Wade resigned. Trump's trial will go on with Fonnie Willis. So
yay!
There you go.
All right, there you go.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, everybody.
Excuse me.
Where you come from? Oh, hey, hell.
Thank you. Get him, Unc.
Oh, hey, everybody. Oh, hey, everybody. What, man?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
No. We way past good morning. Where your ass been, man?
Let me tell you what it is. Did you know Richmond is in a different time zone? Did you know that?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, Richmond, it's not.
All by itself, Richmond is in a different time.
I didn't know it to this morning.
What?
Richmond, Virginia is not on a different time zone.
How he got an attitude and we can get to work.
Whoa. Well, how you the only one think that? Ain't nobody in Richmond aware of this except you. And the time changed last week.
It don't change in Richmond. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So,
boy,
you trying to say Richmond? They don't have daylight savings time. They don't. Yeah. They didn't spring forward.
They don't change. It get dark in Richmond when everybody else getting daylight and stuff.
Boy, so if I Google it right now, that's what it's gonna.
I didn't ask you to Google nothing, Carl.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hear my question. So when it get dark everywhere else, it's light in Virginia. Is that what you just said?
Pretty much.
So they done moved Richmond to Alaska.
They haven't moved it, but they've kept the same time zone. So they just don't. They don't. Can we just go on?
What is your point? What is your point?
I'm not trying to make one. I'm not. I just said all I said.
Because you have not.
Richmond is in a different.
Okay.
Can I get some kind of family love here?
You paid off. Moving on. Come on, Shirley. You are my uncle. I mean, moving on.
What's wrong?
I'm not your damn uncle. You got to stop telling people that.
You just don't want to be associated with the stupidity of it all. All right, we're moving on. You came right in the middle of entertainment news, Tommy. Did you see the NAACP Image Awards Saturday night? You were on stage, weren't you, in Richmond with the different time zone?
Time zone,
right?
Girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it was hosted.
Was you late for that, too?
Not at all.
It was hosted by the one and only Queen Latifah, who did an outstanding job. She looked beautiful. She changed clothes about a million times, each outfit better than the last. I mean, she was doing it. It was her birthday. They brought out a big cake, sang happy birthday to her. That was nice. Andra Day performed as well. A song from Minnie Riperton, Memory Lane. She performed while they were doing the memoriam. It was Usher's night, though. It was Usher's night. Usher received the NAACP President's Award, which is given for special achievements in public service. Usher also won for Entertainer of the Year. He won Outstanding Male Artist. And, I mean, it was just a beautiful night for him. He looks so happy now. He thanked his mom, of course. He thanked his wife. It was just beautiful, his family and all of his fans. New Edition was inducted into the NAACP Hall of Fame. They reflected on their legacy of over 40 years in the music industry.
news.
My only disappointment there was that they didn't let Bobby speak. They didn't let him on the mic. They did not. Mike spoke and Ronnie DeVoe spoke, but it was nice. Congratulations to them. And Steve, in the Outstanding Reality Program, Reality Competition, or Game Show category, Celebrity Family Feud was nominated, along with America's Got Talent, Barbecue Showdown, Wildin' Out, and Critter Fixers, Country Vets. Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out took that award, and congratulations to them. Big shout out to the 85 South Show. They won the award for Outstanding Society and Culture Podcast. Oh, yeah. So congratulations. Nice. Yeah.
Cat dog in the building.
So happy for them. Yes.
That's so cool.
Wow. Finally, Steve, now you didn't tell us this, but you were on the Today Show last Thursday from the set of Family Feud in Atlanta. You shared a behind-the-scenes look at Family Feud, reflecting on some of your favorite moments of the show. You did all of this. You spoke on returning to stand-up. Okay, you talked about that. Uh-oh. And you said, though, that would have to be when you're done with TV.
Because I'm going to be done with TV.
So let's talk about that. Why, well, after your career is over? Why did you
if
say
I
that?
Go now, it's going to be career-ending.
You're gonna be canceled.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you right now.
What are
it's
you gonna
over.
Say?
I'm gonna say what's really on my mind. I wouldn't go back and be light. I would go back in my version of Dave Chappelle. That's the only way I would go back, if I freely said everything I was thinking.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, former Vice President Mike Pence said he won't be endorsing Donald Trump this year. We'll find out why right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, former Vice President Mike Pence was a guest on Fox News' The Story on Friday, and he said, quote, "It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. This is why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign." Please translate for us, Steve.
Well, that simply means he knows exactly who he is and what he is, regardless as to what he say. But if you listen to what he says, he's telling you exactly who he is. And them stupid ass people still don't believe it. Man, he's shown you in every aspect that he is incompetent to be president. But he's running on the Republican ticket.
Yeah.
Man, I saw something on the internet. This white guy did a whole rant. It was really brilliant, man. He said if Satan was running against Christ, but he was on the Republican ticket, he had an R behind his name.
Wow.
They would, because of their policy, find a way to make him right.
Whoa, that is
deep and profound.
Yes. Hey, man, this dude did a rant on the internet, and when you listen to what he says, it was pertaining to, it was so brilliantly did the way he wrapped around the agenda to make it look like that Satan would be a better candidate. You know, gun control laws, all of this right here. It was crazy, man. And I'm not saying that Republicans aren't Christians. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm telling you what I saw on the internet. But if you are supposedly a person of faith, Christians are supposed to be Christ-like. Where in him do you see that? Just help me, man. I saw something else on the internet.
That.
They named every single president and the total number of indictments for every single president prior to Trump. And when they totaled all of the indictments against all of the presidents, the total was zero. Donald Trump got 91.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't make any kind of sense. It just
it doesn't make none at all. This is who you want to put in front of your children and grandchildren and say, this is who we should accept and put in office as our leader.
Right. Well, his vice president, his former vice president said, nope, I'm not doing it. Pence also said that he would never vote.
Hell, you're going to save the nation when you can't save yourself or your family.
Yeah.
Man, miss me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Sister Odell will be in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is here without further ado.
Well, Sister I want to know. Or do you love him like I do? Oh, do you know? Do you know I'm like me?
Come on, sister.
You know, that was one of them. I wrote that song a long time. Anyway, morning, everyone.
Good morning, sister.
He's late with the music. It's okay, sweetie. Just put it on whenever you want to.
Oh, your theme music.
Yeah. Just go ahead. What's going on today?
Well, Sister Odell, I was wondering if you knew about this. Lil Jon, the rapper, you know, the one that says,
I know him.
Yeah. Well, he recently committed to Islam. He pledged his obedience to Allah. He spoke in Arabic, all of that. So I was wondering if you heard about that.
No, I hadn't. I hadn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is now. He's a Muslim. He said that he testifies there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone without partner. And he testifies that Muhammad is his servant and final messenger. So he's all in now.
Well, you know, one thing about me I've learned over the years, I let everyone be who they gonna be.
Uh-huh.
Ain't but one God. You can call him what you want to call him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got kicked off two missionary boards.
For why? What happened?
Yeah. Because these heifers wanted to wear black
Wait
stockings.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what, Sister Odell? Go ahead.
Because these heifers wanted to wear black stockings. You know good well we supposed to wear white.
Yeah. Missionary, everything, head to toe white. Yeah.
So what happened?
I got kicked off the boat because I was a holdout vote and they wanted to wear black stockings because they want to go to funerals in black. And I don't care. Well, missionaries wear white.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't get back on or there's no compromise?
I'm not going down there without my white pantyhose.
I know that's right.
Oh, pantyhose. Oh,
stockings, pantyhose, you know, don't get under my clothes, Shirley.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
As long as they want, you can call them leotards, you can call whatever you want to.
Hosiery.
Stab under my clothes, sweetie.
Yeah, okay.
You know, everybody ain't got to know how to add on a garter strap or two, you know, in my time.
Sister Odell.
Yeah, you know, when you get through missionary, you got to go home and handle business.
Well, I hope you guys will be able to work that out one day or something.
I don't know what they're going to do. Missionaries wear white, sweetie. I'm not finna give up on that right there. What do you want, boy?
Do you wear a pull stocking or do you tie it in a knot?
See, didn't I just tell you not to get up under my skirt? Where's your ass been all morning? If you come to work on time, you know, everybody want to ask something. You know, you asking questions and everything. You don't ask me nothing, Thomas. And I know you was raised better than that, so you find yourself somewhere else to go except under Sister Odell's business.
Oh.
You know, waterhead, boy. I knew you was slow when your mama had you, because I said, you know, his head seems rather large.
Uh-huh. He grew into it, though, right, Sister Odell? He's normal looking now.
Now, I tell you one thing, because he's been in these movies, you know, because he's a good actor.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know he had grown into it, but I'll tell you what, when I saw Little Man, I thought it was him.
What?
The movie? The movie, Little Man.
Boy.
And you couldn't convince me it wasn't him. Somebody told me one time that Marley Wayans. I said, that ain't that Tommy.
That's Nippy Tommy.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, thank you, Sister Odell, as always. Coming up next, he is here. The nephew will have the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, should I keep competing for a spot? Should I keep competing for a spot? We'll get into that, find out what that's all about, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Before we get started, I want to thank Richmond, Virginia for 6 sold out comedy shows. We did it. Thank you. Lions wrapped around the building to come see the fool at his best. And I want to say I'm grateful. Laying in the cut is Montgomery, Alabama. I will be there shortly. That would be March 30th, Saturday night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, along with Earthquake, my man J.J. Williamson, and Celebrity the Comedian, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Let's get into it. This right here is, can you do my makeup? Can you do my makeup? A lot of people want makeup on their face. A lot of people want makeup in various places. I actually want makeup done on my butt. Can you do my makeup? Hey, you want it where you want it. You know what I mean? You want it where you want it. Let's go. All right, some people want a nice made up butt. I want a nice made up butt.
You want it smooth.
Smooth. No discoloration. Nothing.
You want a beat.
Beat to the gods.
Yes.
Hello.
The gods.
Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello,
may I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a you came highly recommended. You actually are. I'm sorry. Is it? I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay, and you work at the you work with the makeup counter in.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all? Or you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do like a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I'm here. I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in maybe around 3 on Friday. Can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay. What's a good? Is there a certain makeup for men?
It works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
right. Well, I'm not trying to get all that. But I'm just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, have you done, I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Are you asses?
Yeah, I mean, because see, I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot, and you know, I got a couple scratches and you know some old scars on my butt, and I, you know, like you said, I'm a little shy about you know some of that, so I was hoping you could actually make sure that those scars don't show, and you know, you said you kind of make sure everything is doesn't look oily. You know what I mean, and I just need to get
I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. I'm not gonna do your.
Okay, but I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. That's why I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see.
You were going to come into my job and make me do your like, what are you, what planet are you, where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I mean, well, I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk
in
there naked.
No, you are not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? You need to delete this number. Do not. I'm not about to get this job.
Well, I just need to get my done, okay? What is the problem with you doing my butt and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes and you can take some brushes.
I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there and I am a
professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means. So you need to go get you an
interview. And if you're professional, then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my has scars on it, I want to clear it up, and
I'm
going
to have to call on you before I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your ass. That's not going to happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts of the body.
My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody's ever called me to do their ass. Get some skincare for your ass. How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you did. You're not going to sit here now start talking about my ass. If I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know, I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
and let them know. Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe. I'm in my robe now.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, okay, look, didn't you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Well, then how about you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl. I got you good.
You got me good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of the problem.
Hey, Abby, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. But stupid is still here. A little late with the stupid this morning, but I am here, you know. Can you do my makeup on my butt? Or like a buffet, a buff facial. You know, like that would be a butt facial. A buff facial.
What? I can't stand you.
Steve, there's nothing you can do about this.
You get facials on your face, get a bottle. Get a bottle.
When a person been
bottle?
Stupid this long.
Yeah.
Just let them
it
be.
Really, I mean, really, you know. I mean, we damn near out of time.
Can't do nothing with it.
All right. Well.
A butt scrub, a nice butt scrub.
Stop. Man, but don't give up on your dreams, though, please. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is, should I keep competing for a spot? We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, should I keep competing for a spot? Dear Stephen Shirley, I moved to a new city and I met a man at my apartment complex. He doesn't live there. His sister does. He asked me to go out and our first date was so good that he wanted to show me around town. We became inseparable, but we haven't had sex or put a title on our relationship. It's been 3 months and I'm sexually attracted to him. So I asked if we were dating. He said that I'm new in town and when I got here, he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. He said he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with, but right now I have all of his attention. I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him. I didn't want to hang out with him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. I also appreciated his honesty. He continued to casually dated him. A week ago, he spent the night at my place for the first time. We did a lot of kissing and cuddling, and when things got heated, I pulled back. I told him that I'm protecting myself from getting my heart broken. That was the wrong thing to say because he's been acting weird since then. He probably thinks I'm falling in love with him. I'm in no way in love with him, but I do love hanging out with him. Now he is acting weird and we barely go out. Does it mean that he doesn't have good intentions for our relationship? Is he putting all this time in just to have sex with me? Am I better off leaving this man alone or should I keep on competing for a spot? Well, no, you definitely don't have to do that. And I say, just please go on with your business. Go on about your business. Leave this man alone. You don't have to wait while he ties up his so-called loose ends and all that. He said out of his mouth, you have all of his attention right now. He's not trying to claim you or put any type of label on your relationship. He did tell you, he was honest, that he's dating other people, which gives you the option of whether you want to keep dating him or not. I'm glad you pulled back. You told him you didn't want to get your heart broken and you didn't sleep with him. Then he started acting weird, as you say. So what? I mean, you see how he's acting now. So if you're not in love with him, don't worry about him. Like he said, you are new in town. So what does that mean? That means keep your options open. He's not the only man in the town. No one has time to play his little games. Steve?
Wow.
Okay.
I want to show all of you how women hear what they want to hear without listening to what a man says.
Okay.
Now, Shirley, you're not wrong in what you said, but you accused him of saying something he didn't say.
Okay.
And this is where we probably fell off track. I'd have moved to a new city. I met a man at my apartment complex. He don't live there, but his sister do. We done went out on our first date, and it was so good, he wanted to show me around town. Okay. You went out on your first date was so good that he wanted to show you around town. What do that mean exactly? The date was so good he wanted to show you around town. Okay, we became inseparable, but we haven't had sex or put a title on our relationship. It's been 3 months now. I'm sexually attracted to him. Now, here we go. So I asked him if we were dating. He said that I'm new in town. And when I got there, he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. Now, what that means is you came into town new, but already had some action going. I think we all agree with that. Then he said he had a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with. Now, that means he's sleeping with a couple women. That's the two he's telling you about. Then she said, but right now, I have all of his attention. What you said, Shirley, was he told you that you have all of his attention. That is not what he said. Wait. She assumed that she has all of his attention. See, she said, I have all his attention.
He said... he said he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with, but right now, I have all of his attention. He said
he
that.
He didn't say that.
What did he say? He said it. It's there.
No, listen to me. If he got a couple of girls he enjoy hanging out with, how the hell you got all his attention? He just told you he got a couple of girls he hang out with. But right now, I have all his attention. Mm-hmm. See, it don't make no sense, ladies. This is the part I want women to get to. It don't make no sense. It has to match up what a man says and what a man does.
Mm-hmm.
He told
it you.
The
whole word. Come on.
I'm just trying to help you. No. But stop hearing the wrong stuff. Pay attention. It's a couple of girls that I'm hanging out with. That means I'm having sex with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we get it. Uh-huh.
Now, suppose he said, but right now, you have all my attention. How that sound?
That is what he said.
But Shirley, listen to me.
Yeah, I understand what he said.
How does that make sense?
Go ahead. See, I'm trying to follow you.
No. What I'm telling women is, don't go running all down the street with one line without listening to the whole story. Because you done took that. Let's say he did say. Let's give Shirley's story the benefit of the doubt. He said, but you have all my attention right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but he just told you he's sleeping with two other chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all ain't having sex.
Wait,
y'all
hold on.
Y'all ain't.
Hold on. We have part two. We got to get to take a break right here. All right. We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, should I keep competing for a spot? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, should I keep competing for a spot?
I don't want to get nobody off to the wrong. Shirley and I just have a small, slight variation in the interpretation of this letter. That's okay. All it is. It's a misunderstanding. But it's also a misunderstanding that most women have when it comes to men. And I just wanted to point this out to you. She met this guy in the complex she moved into. He don't live there, but he over there dating his sister.
Mm-hmm.
They went out. They had a good time. So now he's showing her around town. They've been dating for 3 months now. They haven't had any sex, but she's sexually attracted to him. So then she asked him if we were dating. The man said, I'm new in town, you telling the girl, you new in town, and when you got here, I had some loose ends I needed to tie up. Mm-hmm. He didn't say he was tying up no loose ends. He just said he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. But he didn't tell her he was tying nothing up. He says he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with. What the hell do that mean? It's two women he's sleeping with.
Yes.
But right now, I have all his attention. Now, Shirley said that's what he told her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that because they've been hanging out and they're inseparable, she's assuming she has all of his intentions. But he told her, it's two women that I'm hanging out with. Now, where the hell you think they at? What? I bet you they don't even know about the new girl in town. I bet you they don't even think they're inseparable. Because he balancing these two women. He's still sleeping with them. She assuming she has all of his attention, but he told her, I'm sleeping with two other women.
I don't understand where our disagreement is, though. I agree. He said that she has all of his attention. Right. But he's not claiming her or anything like that because he has these other two women.
You don't see that?
How can anybody
have your full attention and he got two other women? That's the
right. That's just what he told her. She wasn't buying it. I don't believe she bought it at all.
So I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him. That's a lie. I didn't want to hang out with him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. What? Lady, what are you talking about? I didn't want to see him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. Open mind to what? You just said you stopped thinking about it. That's how I know you lying. I also appreciated his honesty.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So if I tell you I'm sleeping with some more people, do you appreciate that? Okay, cool.
Yeah, honesty, yes. We tell you that all the time, yes.
Okay, and then he told you that what you win for that. what ribbon you get for that truth?
But she gets the option to make up her own mind, to choose.
No, Shirley. Shirley, I'm finna show you something. It's the trap.
Man, God.
Y'all, man. I continue to casually date him. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All he did was throw it out there to see how you would react. You said you stopped thinking about him sexually, but guess what? You continued. Because he threw out there the bait and you bit. Now, we right back where we started from. A week ago, he spent the night at my place for the first time. How? How he get in your bed now?
Well, she said she was sexually attracted to him.
No. What she said was, I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him, and I ain't want to hang out with him anymore. That's what she said.
But she also said she was sexually attracted to him.
Quit hearing what you want to hear, running down the street with that information, because you want to have a relationship. Now, you know, we did a lot of kissing and cuddling, and then things got heated. What the hell you think was going to happen?
Get hot.
I pulled back and I told him I'm protecting myself from getting my heart broken. That was the wrong thing to say because he's been acting weird since then. He probably thinks I'm falling in love with him. No, he don't. What he probably think is he done wasted his damn time and you ain't gonna have sex with him. That's what he probably
right
thinks.
There. Mm-hmm. Right there. Uh-huh.
Is that so?
Well, then
he
probably thinks I'm falling in love with him. I'm in no way in love with him, but I do love hanging out with him. Oh, hell. Stop saying love.
You're starting to be stupid.
She's starting to be stupid to me. No, but stop saying love. Yo, he is what now love? Acting weird, and we barely go out. Does it mean that he don't have good intentions for our relationship? Is he putting all his time in to have sex with me? Yes. That's why we put time in to have sex.
Working hard at it.
Am I better off leaving this man alone, or should I keep competing for a spot? You already competed for the spot when you let him have a space in your bed. And you trying to get something from the man that he not finna give to you. You finna be number three.
Yeah.
Because now her only question is, should I keep competing for a spot? Because you think he's gonna change his mind.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. I told her to go. What are you talking about? Oh. Why are you mad at me? Because she didn't give him none? All right. Coming up next, Junior in Sports Talk, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior in Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, everybody. Well, it happened. Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for conditional picks. He's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. He's going to join Russell Wilson.
He's the backup?
He probably has the backup.
No. Quarterback second.
No. I don't know how it's going to go.
They got two. They got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and the competition is on. They got Russell Wilson for $1.2 million.
Yeah.
They got Justin. He's still on the back end of his rookie contract.
Yep.
So they got him for some conditional picks. Oh, boy, that quarterback situation is sweet. Them boys finna go to work.
Both of them can run. We know that part.
Boy, they finna go to work. They ain't got to change their system. They fix their system because both of them is the same.
Yes.
The only thing is one of them younger.
I ain't mad about it. Hey, Unc, you know, Aaron Donald retired too, man, for the Los Angeles Rams.
That surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, it did. Andre Johnson going to the Hall of Fame. Everybody needs to start standing up right now. Congratulations, big dog. Mm-hmm. Andre Johnson is going to the Hall of Fame. Chris Carter told him the news. He's going, and he got the call. He going in there, man. 14 seasons with Houston, man. Appreciate you, brother. All you put in there. You know, Devin Hester.
Chris Carter knocked on his door, didn't he?
I saw it. Yeah,
went to the house.
You going to the house, boy. You in there. You finna be enshrined. Devin Hester going too, man. Devin Hester played 11 years with the Bears. One of the best kick returners ever. Going to
it.
Dwight Freeney going. Dwight Freeney going to the Hall of Fame. Indianapolis Colts, defensive end. Made the spin move famous. Julius Peppers from the Carolina Panthers going to the Hall of Fame.
Gold Jackets, baby.
Patrick Willis, 49ers linebacker, going to the Hall of Fame, man. Proud of all y'all. But I'm mostly proud because Andre going. I ain't seen anybody from Cleveland on here yet, so.
Don't start.
Push your button. Push your button.
Look again. Look again. You don't see
Houston,
nothing?
Panthers, 49ers.
Look in there again. Look in there again.
That's the first. That's your first Houston Texan to ever go to the Hall of Fame.
He is the first one. He is.
We have a long list of Hall of Fame players. Ozzie Newsome would be the last one I remember. We can go back all the way to Otto Graham, Jim Brown.
I don't know if y'all had anybody since Jim Brown.
Pruitt. We can go to Leroy Kelly. You can go to a whole lot of people. But so y'all just now got one. So congratulations to
Andre. You're going back to the back in the 60s with all these people. You talking about back doing civil rights?
I hate to tell you that, but Ozzie Newsome was up there.
The thank you, Junior. The debate will continue. Obviously,
You
got one.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a lady slept with her male best friend and her fiancé wants to talk to her. Ooh, and she needs some advice from you. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, this is from Rochelle in Tucker. She says, one of my closest male friends is getting married. We used to have sex, but not in over 5 years. A big group of our friends had a house party to celebrate him, and he chose not to invite his fiance. He got very drunk, so I had to drive him home. I went to use his bathroom, and when I finished, he asked if I wanted to fool around one last time before he gets married. We had the worst drunken sex ever. Right after sex, his fiance showed up. He eventually had to let her in, and she could tell what had just happened. He keeps lying to her, so she's calling me for answers. Do I owe her an explanation?
First of all, I have told y'all over and over about these opposite sex friendships being your best friend. And you are in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It almost don't ever work out. I don't know how you think it can. I just don't know how you think it can. We are dealing with the male species here.
But they hadn't done anything in 5 years, Steve.
Shirley, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. That's what she said.
I don't
said,
give a damn
years.
If they ain't had sex ever before.
The attractive species.
I keep telling y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all, just listen to me. This hardly ever works out.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it work out yet.
And it's definitely not working out here.
So now, do you owe her an explanation?
Right.
She keep calling you. What you gonna do, ignore? So the dude then told her that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. She keep calling you because she going to make you crack. Because guess what? You a girl and you going to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all have this uncanny knack for just having to tell the truth. I don't know what this is with y'all. boy, you just have to tell the truth. And this other ignorant mess y'all got, she should know. Y'all need to go on with all that mess. Get out of the screwing around business if you're going to tell the truth and feel like the other person got to know. You need to get out that business.
Okay. So,
see,
right,
I don't want to say you do it wrong. It's wrong of you to sleep with this girl's fiance, but now you all of a sudden you righteous,
right?
So she doesn't owe her an explanation.
The
she
wedding is off.
Go on with her life.
Man, is the wedding off? You messed up everything. Yeah. You done messed up everything. And now, what can you say to this woman?
And it wasn't even worth it. They had the worst drunken sex ever.
There is no worth it. It could have been the best night of his life. Mm-hmm. If he lose his girl,
yeah,
it ain't worth it.
And the problem with this whole thing, Unc, for you is the truth.
y'all need to go somewhere and sit down with all this here. Stop running your damn mouth if you're not going to lie. Shut up.
If you're not going to lie, don't talk. Is that what you just said?
Shut your mouth.
So Steve, you're saying that the lady that wrote the letter, if she's not going to lie and co-sign on what the dude said, ride with his lie to say it didn't happen, she doesn't need to say anything.
That's what friends are for.
They made a song about it and everything. Yes.
That's what keep friends lying. Are for.
Keep lying. Keep smiling.
So now, see, because my boy would have to take the hit for me. He'd cover for me if y'all going to be best friends. But but now you got the opposite sex friends, and now you got a problem, man. I just don't see how this is going to work. And I think you should ignore the phone calls and leave that business between them. But then you are their business because you put yourself in it.
Yeah. He cheated on his fiance with you. You could say you're his friend if you want to. But
yeah, you could say all that you want
to. Yeah. Quit telling the truth.
All right. We'll have more.
5 years. Like you don't remember that.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, congratulations going out to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is going to get his Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame tomorrow. His star will be right next to his longtime homie and collaborator, Snoop Dogg. As a matter of fact, Snoop will present the star. L.A. radio legend Big Boy will be on the scene. He'll be the MC for the ceremony. It's pretty cool that two of L.A.'s legendary entertainers will have stars side by side on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations yet again to Dr. Dre. Wonder will his speech be like Snoop.
Come on, man.
Dr. Dre is just not getting his star. Yeah. Lenny Kravitz, Martin Lawrence. In the world?
Yeah, Uncle Charlie got his last
star. Who over the process? Who over there?
Who's in charge?
Yeah, who over there?
You have what, money? About 50 grand? It's a lot.
No, y'all, it's not just that. It's not just the money. That's the cost of it. But
you
it's
just
another
have to be
process
nominated.
Too. Yeah, it's another process. You got to pay the money because they got to build it. They got to put the star on the ground. But it's more than just paying some money.
Yeah. Donald Trump got a star before Dr. Dre?
Yes.
I'm struggling.
Who reading the names?
Well, the most important thing is that he's getting it finally.
Yes, finally, yes.
Yeah, I wonder if his speech will be like Snoop's. I want to thank me.
Okay.
For all that I did. Finally. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather your underpants are very itchy or your underpants are just too small? Which one gives you the most?
Well, that's going to itch too.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, but just give me the small ones.
The small.
Yes, give me the
I don't want to itch at all.
Okay, you just want them too small.
But that's standing over there just digging. That ain't a good one.
That's too
constantly
much.
Constantly, though.
But you don't want panty lines, do you? If they're too small.
I want them panty lines outside of itching. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Well, a man's pants ain't supposed to be that tight when you see panty lines anyway. Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Let's stop using panty. Let's explain. Go ahead, next. We're moving on.
Would you rather use chopsticks for the rest of your life, or would you rather eat with your hands? Which
my
chopsticks
hand.
Or B. your fingers?
My hand.
Yeah, B.
No, I've done that before. And the real tradition is to eat with your hands.
Everything?
With your hands.
Mm, okay.
You know, I'm just going to tell you right now, soup ain't real big over there. Let's just be clear about that.
What's your soup of the day?
It's got to be a hearty, meaty soup.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, you know, listen, man, in restaurants and stuff, nobody does that, but when they go... You go to some people's homes, it's tradition. They eat with their hands.
Okay.
And it's tough, man. You got to scoop it in. Sometimes you mash it together. It's just too much sometimes.
That's a lot of touching.
Yeah, and people with those long, women with the long nails. Anyway. Yeah, all right. Would you rather make your own clothes, or would you rather grow your own food?
B. Oh, hell yeah, B. I'm doing that now.
Yeah.
You know how big a fool I look with something I made?
Blue cheese and fell off. Oh, you looking crazy. Steve look crazy.
Oh, did you make that?
One of your sleeves longer than the other.
Boy.
I ain't got no zipper. I couldn't get that to work. I'm just,
buttonholes.
Oh, man. Okay.
Buttons ain't lined up right.
One leg longer than the other
those
one.
Big tents.
Yeah.
I look bad enough when I was wearing my sister's outfit. She made it.
When you was going to the concert.
My sister was not a tailor. Uh-huh. She just knew how to sew.
Oh,
see, that's
okay.
The difference.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Last one, guys. Would you rather never pay taxes again or never make love again?
Hey.
Never what?
Wait a minute, y'all. Did you hear B, though?
Yeah, did you hear B? Yes. Over never making love ever again?
You can go to prison for them taxes. You can't go to prison for
All right, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and we will close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are on this Monday, our last break of the day. And, Steve, I know you have some words of wisdom, some closing remarks.
Earlier today, Junior had mentioned to me to talk to him about perseverance. And as I thought about it, it's something that I started saying about a year ago, because somebody had breached the subject with me about my ability to stay level, my ability to maintain. How have I managed to keep forging ahead in the light of so much negativity, in the light of so many attacks? That was the subject. And at the time, it came to me, and I shared it again this morning. One of the key things about being able to persevere, which means to see it through, to persevere. And I said the first time I became keenly aware of this word persevere was in 1976. Perseverance is a cardinal principle of something that I'm involved in. Perseverance is one of the cardinal principles of it. And perseverance, man, I started learning what it was. And what I was telling Junior was, one of the things that's enabled me to persevere is really simple. I know how to suffer. And as we were talking about the word suffering off the air, the team kind of pointed out to me, but you know, when you say suffer, it means so many things to so many different people. You know, it's pain, it's sickness, it's enduring, it's suffering. And what I've learned how to do is how to suffer. If you can get comfortable being uncomfortable, I cannot tell you how that skill set will serve you in your life. I suffer oftentimes in silence without anybody knowing. I have understood suffering so good that you don't even know when I'm suffering. I have understood suffering to the point where I can still function while I'm suffering. If you can master suffering, and it's not easy, but let me simplify it for you. Suffering is very, very uncomfortable. But let me help you all understand something. If you can get comfortable being uncomfortable, I cannot tell you how that skill set will serve you in your life. It will get you through some of the darkest times. But you have got to get comfortable being uncomfortable in your life if you have any aspirations of being successful. Because success is on the other side of uncomfortable. It always is. In order to get to something, you got to go through something. And that's where most people lose it. You don't like being uncomfortable. I have news for you. No one does. I don't like suffering. I have news for you. No one does. Nobody. But if you keep living in this world, you will know what suffering is. Suffering is staying up all night to pass the bar exam. Suffering is trying to get yourself a college degree when you didn't get the proper tools to prepare yourself for college. Suffering is having an illness that you have to constantly deal with, but somehow you get through it anyway. Suffering comes in the loss of a loved one. Suffering comes in defeat. Suffering comes in losing your income. Suffering comes in getting foreclosed on. Suffering comes in the form of repossession. Suffering comes in the form of failure. I can't tell you how many ways there is to suffer. It's an endless array. It's a plethora of opportunities to suffer. And we all gonna have to deal with one of them sooner, much sooner than later. And you're going to have to understand it over and over and over and over. It has become the one thing that I've become exceptionally good at doing. And people take that as a negative connotation, but boy, let me tell you something. You best to get used to it, because it's coming. It's coming again and again and again and again. And if you're so tired of suffering that you just ain't going to do it no more, that's when you lose hope. That's why people give up. If you can get comfortable being uncomfortable, I cannot tell you how that skill set will serve you in your life. That's when the devil wins, because the devil got one job: to rob you of your destiny. And what better way than to make you suffer? Do you know, man, when Satan came after Job, he said, I can get Job. And God said, I got a bad boy over there. And you know what they did? The devil threw everything at him. And God allowed it because he knew the soldier that he had in Job. Job suffered through immense pressures and pains. They did everything to Job. He never denounced his love for the Lord. And his reward was great. When you learn how to suffer, you will learn how to win. And that's all we trying to do. Those are my closing remarks today. Lord have mercy.
All right. Amen.
Man. Hey, y'all have a great day today. Talk to God, okay? He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.